This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are over a week into Black History Month, and I hadn't even mentioned it. I know you missed that, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're like, Kev, man, why aren't you talking about Black History Month? Man, that's an important topic, isn't it? The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Lord knows you haven't had enough of black issues. You haven't heard enough about black angst in America throughout the year, where we come to this time of the year and they dedicate the shortest month of the year to the black folks' issues. Now, what's funny about it is all year long, you are devastated, just inundated with black issues. But now we get Black History Month and it is everywhere. And you think to yourself, well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I just came through all this stuff in an election cycle where they got rid of the most racist black man, the white man ever. I mean, really? I'll be honest with you. I detest this time of year. I detest when you go to Netflix or whatever service you may have and it's, hey, in honor of Black History Month, here's a bunch of stupid films about black folks. It isn't that you know, that they're just good movies and you sprinkle them in there with the rest of the, you know, the white movies. No, they got a whole little line for you. If you like blaxploitation films, if you like black angst, if you like white guilt and, you know, whatever else, here's your movie row. And then you go two rows down and then they got something else. Oh, inspirational black films. A host of other stuff. I was thinking, shouldn't it be illegal to discuss black issues after Martin Luther King's birthday? I mean, you know, I should say prior to that, and then after Black History Month, it should be illegal. Only during Black History Month should you be able to cover issues related to black folks. That way it takes it out of the election cycle. Because it seems to me, and y'all correct me if I'm wrong, but we are constantly talking about black issues. No matter where you look, black issues, TV, radio, magazines, in the public discourse, social media, black, 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 black. I speak for many Americans who are sick of Black History Month. Oh, I know you white folks out there, Kevin. I mean, Kevin, I want to agree with you, but I don't know if there's a hidden camera around here. You white folks out there looking around, you know, maybe I better turn my radio down a little bit. Hey, man, he's speaking a little bit too much truth. Hey, I'm curious. Any chance that, and y'all, you keep this low, okay? Any chance that black people will stop killing each other during Black History Month? Has anybody looked at the stats? Is January a safe month? I mean, a February? I forget which month it is. Is February a safe month for black folks around other black folks? Because we're celebrating stuff then, right? We just come on the heels of MLK.
I have a dream. I have a dream one day that black people would stop killing each other so Kevin would stop talking about them on his radio show. I have a dream today.
Will they? I don't know. Something, do we have the Chicago kill stats? Is it, let me guess, I'm going to guess. I haven't seen them. My producers are like, we got them. Okay, I don't even want to see them. I'm going to bet you that dozens of people were shot in Chicago. And let's just say at least five were killed in the weekend. It would be the first weekend, right? Because when was the first? When was February the 1st? Do you know? Somebody tell me. February the 1st? Yeah. So technically it's going to be the first weekend of February of Black History Month. And I'm going to bet you that five colored folks were killed in Chicago. And I'm going to bet you that the majority of the colored folks killed in Chicago were by other colored folks. And I'm going to also bet you that around the country, in D.C., San Antonio, in a Liberty Town, Boston, in a Baton Rouge, all the places where black folks have voted for Democrats and cordoned themselves into black neighborhoods, that there were many, many other black people killing other black folks during Black History Month. A celebration. At a barbecue. I don't know. Should we maybe document the number of deaths that occur in the black community during Black History Month and see if there's a dip? If maybe things fall? I don't know. We'll get back to that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Facebook has admitted that it rigs the game. Yeah, it rigged the game. By the way, Trump is winning all kinds of lawsuits related to the election. Isn't it funny that now that he's gone, all these lawsuits are coming in? You think it's going to have him come back in and they're going to say, oh, yeah, we found out he really did win Pennsylvania, Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, etc. I don't know. But we'll talk about that, too. Project Veritas still at it, proving that these guys were just a bunch of liars. I'm going to tell you, the Woo Flu ironies are getting so much fun to discuss. I don't even know where to start. I'll give you this one, and then we'll talk more about it maybe a little further in the broadcast. But here's what I learned through Dr. Dawn Mitchell. The global death rate, do you think it went up in the year 2020 in the time of the Chinese virus? Well, if you said no, you'd be right. It was the same in 2017, in 2018, in 2019, as it was in 2020. So this pandemic that everybody's been talking about did not materialize. How sick is that? All this money that we've spent on this, oh my God, we're all going to die. China's over there partying. Go to Wuhan, China. They're partying like it's a year Y2K. Like it's 1999. Oh man, I look at all these contradictions and it just, I would tell you it breaks my heart. But it's worse than that. It doesn't make me mad. It just makes me have more resolve. We'll be back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Starting to realize you're not as free as you used to be. America is not the same country it was when you grew up. It's not even the same country it was a year ago. Welcome, everybody. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Boy, look, I'm not going to be negative about this country. I don't care that we have a clown, a demented clown, who is on the take, been on the take for decades, who's got a crackhead son that has effectively used the American taxpayer so he can feather the nest of the entirety of the Biden family. And for the record, I don't care that Biden wants to protect his crackhead son. I get it. And if we had a crackhead son, we'd want to protect. I wouldn't let him use the taxpayers. And he'd probably have to go to rehab and he'd have to make restitution, I mean, and all that. But I understand a father's want to do that. And the Biden family, they talk about the closeness of the Biden family. I was going to tell you guys a little inside baseball. I'm not going to do it about the Biden family. And it has to do with education. But one of these days I will tell this story. Anyway, America, different country. Most of you have figured out you can't speak freely. you thought, man, it's a free country. As long as I'm not yelling fire in a crowded theater, I can say what I think. I think they cheated. Oh, social media says shut up. The media says shut up. The leftists say shut up or we will stop you from getting jobs. We will take away your kids. Unless you admit, Republicans, Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, all you others, Ted Cruz, you better admit that a cheat didn't happen, that Joe Biden won legitimately. I told you guys before, I did a whole show on this, how they have to demand this. See, they're telling you they cheated. Now they got a right, they got to get it, they got to get destroy the evidence by making you capitulate. And if you think they're going to let up, don't think it for one second. The only way you're going to continue to get to talk about it is if you come talk on, quote, conservative outlets. Then you can talk about it. But don't talk about it over there. Don't publicly. Don't talk about it on Twitter. Don't talk about it on Facebook. Don't talk about it through Google, because they will shut you down. We learned in the last election, folks, forget free speech. Your vote doesn't count either. It can be manipulated, and they'll do it. I mean, how many times have you ever seen the count goes up, 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 up on TV? Suddenly, thousands, tens of thousands of votes disappear. They shut it all down, and then guess what? The other guy wins. It never happens. Votes don't go backwards. Not in the history of this republic. When you're doing a running tally of votes, every time you update, it should be positive. It should be more. Nope, not with them. How much did Donald Trump teach you about media manipulation? The fake news. And God forbid you see what the social media people are doing to you. They won't even let you have an opinion. You can't even say, you know, it just doesn't make common sense to me that Joe Biden would be more popular than Barack Obama. I can only believe that that happened with a cheat. Oh, there you went. You're banned. You're totally legit. They know it. They know it with their heart of hearts. They know exactly what's happened. And yet, they try to convince you otherwise. Your business, folks, is at the mercy of bureaucrats. There are business people out there that are conservative in thought. And you know what? They won't let it out. They won't. Look, if you got a business you're running and it's worth $100 million, it's paying the bills, you're living the high life. Look at Mike Lindell. That takes guts, what that guy did. But he's sitting on pillows. You know, Mike can shut things down because pillows are cheap to make. Some of these business people keep their mouths shut because they don't want a factory to be scuttled because the powers that be decide they want to go after them. You want to have a big inventory, millions and millions, maybe even billions of dollars sitting in storage somewhere, in warehouses? You got to toe the line. It's too scary out there for the guys doing it right. So business is at the mercy of elitists, a bunch of bureaucrats who decide who the winners and losers are. Oh, you think you're free, right? Yeah, you're so free you can't even breathe free air. You go to a public place and they got to put that mouth diaper on. Joe Biden says you're on federal land. Who owns federal land? You do. You're on federal land, you got to wear a mask. You're not sick. You're not worried about getting sick. What about if you've gotten the vaccine? You still got to wear the stupid mask. Why? Oh, that's right. The vaccine doesn't always work. Neither do the test. They manipulate the numbers. Oh, this is how many people have died. This is how many people have gotten sick. They won't tell you the number of people who've gotten sick and recovered, but they'll tell you the number of people who've gotten sick and died. And then if you inquire about that and say, but wait a minute, how about the dude that got two bullets in the back of the head? He tested positive for COVID. Manipulation all across. And you got to take it. You can't say anything about it, because if you do, you could end up in trouble. And so for all the people out there, you know, Kevin, I can't say the things that you say, man, because you're a black guy, well, all that. What's being black got to do with it? I don't, what, Facebook won't kick me off? They unpublished my largest page, which they had already beat me up for 5 years, not letting me grow. That page should be at 10 million. And it was at 560,000 and shrinking, and then they just cut it off. Did I do anything wrong? No. Hey, you need to claim your page. We need to verify that you are who you are. Okay, here's all the verification. Oops, you made a mistake. You didn't do this. They won't. Can you call them? Can you find out? Can you call your congressperson and get it back? No, it's dead. You know any other thing where you can spend money building a business and somebody can arbitrarily cut you off for no reason and you have no recourse? Zero. I'm telling you, folks. Can't even breathe freely. Think about that. You can't even go out and take a good old breath of fresh American air without somebody saying, "Where's your mask?" And it's some dweeb. Oh, one guy told me, we don't serve you unless you have a mask. I said, okay, I'm out of here. That was it. I left. And it's funny how they think they're so big and bad because they're the mask Gestapo. I'm just giving you examples. Do you miss your freedom? Do you miss the ability to just go live life on your terms? I don't even feel... I can get used to all this. I could love it or leave it. It doesn't even matter. But you got a generation of kids who are going to be nothing but lemmings. They are going to be led, might as well, Pied Piper, they're going to get led down the primrose path of whatever they want if they don't learn how to critically think and understand how this manipulation occurs. You raising strong-minded, strong-willed youngsters, because if you're not, this world is going to eat them alive. This leftist stuff is going to crush them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's been a tough 8 days in Louisiana since Hurricane Ida made landfall as an intense Category 4 storm, and thousands of people are still without power. Most residents in New Orleans should have power back on Wednesday. That's according to the local energy company. Some areas of the state, though, may not get their lights turned on until the end of the month. NATO is raising concerns about countries that are building up their nuclear arsenals. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg points to efforts from Iran and North Korea.
There are Also other players fielding nuclear weapons and advanced missile systems. North Korea and Iran, for example, are blatantly ignoring or breaking the global rules and spreading dangerous technology.
Stoltenberg calling on NATO allies to negotiate with the countries to limit their capabilities. USA Radio News. The violence continues in the Windy City.
Another murderous weekend in Chicago, Illinois, including a four-year-old child victim. Chicago Alderman Democrat Raymond Lopez tells Fox News his opinion on why the violence continues.
Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, neither one of them want to hold criminals accountable. They are too busy coddling criminals and enabling bad behavior. They are bending over backwards, as we saw this weekend with those charges, to get people out onto the street when we know that they are criminals, when we know that they are murderers, when we know that they are doing harm to the city of Chicago. They simply do not have the will, though they have the rhetoric of saying that they support black and brown communities. They do not have the will to protect them. We know that our police officers can go after criminals if we allow them to do their job. We know that if you are committed to violence, you belong in jail.
180 kids have been shot in Chicago this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm not just here for your entertainment. I can tell you that. If you're paying attention, if you're reading between the laugh lines, the humor, the things that we talk about from time to time that maybe give you a little bit of a chuckle, there's a lot of serious stuff that we talk about here. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. I've been talking about this race war that's been going on for quite some time, and I'll give you a little hint. The people that are fighting this race war, this war of black versus white, and that's what it is. It's black versus non-black, but specifically white. And it's meant to drive the, quote, the powers that be, the hegemony, from its power base. And that race war has been going on. It's in your face, race war. It began decades ago, targeting whites. And you have to begin asking yourselves about this America. How can you be so openly racist? Openly racist against whites. There's a strategy behind it. They apparently want to placate blacks. And my question as a black man living in America is, to what end? See, we've seen it the other way, where blacks were ostracized sight unseen for the color of their skin. But I thought we outgrew it. I thought we learned from our mistakes. Apparently, we've learned absolutely nothing. This is the person. Let me just play this clip. Joe Biden put this person in charge of the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. You listen to this and tell me if this is something you think is the right thing to do.
Kristen Clark is Joe Biden's pick to run the Justice Department's enormously powerful Civil Rights Division. Clark says her job is simple, it's to end hate. But like so many in her world, Clark is in fact an enthusiastic purveyor of what she claims to fight. Clark's been on this show several times. The new investigation, though, by our reporters has uncovered shocking, and we don't use that word lightly, legitimately shocking statements that Clark made in public while at Harvard. In 1994, Clark wrote a letter to the Harvard Crimson in her capacity as the president of the Black Studies Association. Clark wanted to explain her views on race science. Quote, "Please use the following theories and observations to assist you in your search for truth regarding the genetic differences between blacks and whites." End quote. You know it's going to be interesting, and it was. Quote, "One, Dr. Richard King reveals that the core of the human brain is the locus coeruleus, which is a structure that is black because it contains large amounts of neuromelanin, which is essential for its operation. Two, black infants sit, crawl, and walk sooner than whites. Three, Carol Barnes notes that human mental processes are controlled by melanin, that same chemical which gives blacks their superior physical and mental abilities. Four, some scientists have revealed that most whites are unable to produce melanin because their pineal glands are often calcified or non-functioning. pineal calcification rates with Africans are 5 to 15%, Asians 15 to 25%, and Europeans 60 to 80%. This is the chemical basis for the cultural differences between blacks and whites. And five, melanin endows blacks with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities, something which cannot be measured based on Eurocentric standards. End quote. Let that sink in. Melanin endows black people with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities. No, that's not an editorial from The Final Call, Louis Farrakhan's free newspaper. That is a direct quote from the person Joe Biden is about to put in charge of this country's civil rights laws.
Now, I didn't play that clip to scare you. I played that clip just to show you that there are people out there who are abjectly racist. There are whites, by the way, who believe that whites are inherently endowed with more superior intellect than blacks. Now, if you want to put it to the test, and I don't have a problem. If I had a white guy tell me that, and I'm like, I think that's an idiotic thing to say. I believe that genius is spread throughout cultures fairly equally. I think different cultures cultivate it better. I'll give you an example. The Jewish culture, Israelis, they cultivate their minds better. They decide, we're not going to waste our time in sports and frivolity. We're going to spend our time in finance and economics and mathematics and science. And it's proven itself out. Blacks, on the other hand, we spend a lot of time in sports and entertainment. And it's proven itself out. We dominate in those areas. But in science and math and things like that, things that some people believe count more, we don't. We don't do very well at all. But here's what I would say, if you do want to compare people, and it's not a basis of intellect, but I'll put it to you this way. Who would you rather send you to the moon or send you to outer space? Some group in Africa or SpaceX? Because I don't know who makes up SpaceX. I don't know whether it's Asians, Chinese, Indians, Japanese, Koreans, Hungarians. But I'll take that ride. I don't want to do anything to do with the African space program. If you're going to look for strides in mathematics and in science and things like that, don't go to Africa. Now, that's not to say these people aren't smart. What it is to say is they are not around the people that can bring out the level of intellect that I believe exists in African people. Some of the smartest people I've met are Africans. By the way, do you know that Nigerians and Jamaicans are amongst the top when they come to America in terms of success? People think it's Asians. In terms of financial success, people of African descent are the number, I know top five of all the ethnic groups. Okay, so we're talking about racism, and I just gave you some ideas around some of the people who believe just the silliest of stuff. And this lady, Kristen Clark, who's going to lead the Civil Rights Division, is a hardcore black racist, what I call an ethnocentric racist. She views white people as less. Now, I think it's just to make herself feel better. Are there black intellects? Yes, they are. There are. And let me tell you what we black intellects think. We don't worry about what you think about the culture as a whole or whatever. I was talking with some intellects literally this morning. These are guys that carry degrees at the most prestigious organizations. They are well studied in the subject matter that we talked about. And I will guarantee you this. I absolutely held my own. They made the comment, one guy made the comment, he says, Kevin, you may not realize it, but you quoted directly from some other top scholar. Now, I didn't even know who the guy was. I never read that top scholar's work, but he told me, a top scholar says, you just quoted, or it wasn't a direct quote, so he used the wrong term. He effectively said, you paraphrased the work of one of the top scholars in this business. And I was like, well, there you go. You know? Because nobody's ever going to accuse me of being, look at Kevin, Mr. Harvard, you know where? No. No, I just have regular old engineering degrees. Engineering, computer science, and math. But yeah, but this woman who went to Harvard, Kristen Clark, said genetic differences between, there are genetic differences between blacks and whites. Well, you know what? She's right. Black people have more melanin in our skin. There's a genetic difference. But she says the core of the human brain has this thing called a locus coeruleus, and it's black. It contains neuromelanin. Now, I don't know much about this lady, but I'm going to bet you money that she's never seen what she's talked about. She read it somewhere in some black-centric pamphlet, and she cultivated it. She squeezed it. She molded it into what she wanted, and then she decided it was going to be part of what she discusses in her racist rants. Black infants sit faster and walk faster and talk faster than whites. What? Okay. I'll tell you this. My oldest son did not talk until he was probably a year and a half. It was much later than babies actually start to talk. And you know, like goo goo goo. And then when he didn't start talking, like making language, for probably a year after he should have been talking and making language. And people were like, are you afraid? What do you think? And I go, no, he knows two languages. And they went, well, I go, he knows two languages. That's why he's not talking. He's not talking to you because you don't speak his language. He's around people that speak English. He speaks to Gladys, who was our nanny at the time, who speaks into him in nothing but Spanish. And occasionally I teach him French. He's not talking to you because he doesn't understand anything you're saying and he doesn't think there's a conversation to be had. But here's what's funny. When he did start talking, he was bilingual. Something unusual for American kids. So all the theories that people talk about are completely bogus about this, and so is hers, and she's just an ethnocentric racist. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Oh, they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You got to be asking yourself, how are those who are the most elite among us, the white elites, why are they participating in tearing down themselves with this critical race theory nonsense? Nancy Pelosi said this: it was an epiphany for the world to see that there are people in this country led by the president who've chosen their whiteness over democracy. What does she choose? But see, Nancy thinks she's helping you because she's helping the black folks. She's not choosing her whiteness over democracy. Only you are. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it, is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, talking about critical race theory, even though I hadn't mentioned it completely. But we did talk about Joe Biden's appointment to the DOJ Civil Rights Division, Kristen Clark, who sees genetic differences between blacks and whites, but not in just the melanin of their skin, but in their locus coeruleus. I get it. The black neuromelanin, she calls it, lets black babies walk, talk, and do other things faster than white babies. It gives us black folks our superior physical and mental abilities to whites, she says. The same kind of crap that was espoused by the eugenicists when they were recommending getting rid of black people, giving us menial jobs. Is any of this starting to ring true? Where they say, hey, Trump supporters, you need menial jobs. You don't have superior intellect. We're going to cordon you into these concentration camps, these re-education camps, and maybe some of you will gain more intellect and you'll join us in our racist pursuits. So this thing called critical race theory was developed in the 1970s by a prisoner. And what I'm told is this prisoner wrote this nonsense about critical race theory because he wanted to get it past the guard. So he wrote it in this voluminous idea around race theory, I think probably as a joke, as a rant of the man in the system. And he was probably right in the 70s because they were arresting black people for nothing. But it emerged as an offshoot of what they called critical legal studies in the 1980s because guess what? The academics decided, let's get a hold of it and see what we can do with this critical race theory stuff. So the first formal meeting centered on the term was New Developments in Critical Race Theory, and it was a workshop. They wanted to connect the, quote, theoretical underpinnings of critical legal studies to the day-to-day realities of American racial politics. At that time, it was organized by a lady named Kimberly Crenshaw. New Developments in Critical Race Theory is what they called it. And they created the field the same way they created this nonsense around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And here's what she stated. Only herself, a guy named Matsuda, Gotanda, Chuck Lawrence, and a handful of others knew, quote, that there were no new developments in critical race theory because critical race theory hadn't had any old ones. It didn't exist. It was made up as a name. And here's what she said. Sometimes you gotta fake it until you make it. And what are we doing now? We're studying this BS nonsensical idea of critical race theory. And here she went on to say this. The critical race theorists had, quote, discovered ourselves to be critical theorists who did race and racial justice advocates who did critical theory. So she says, one might say that critical race theory was the offspring of a post-civil rights institutional activism that was generated and informed by an oppositionalist orientation towards social power. Now, that's a mouthful of gobbledygook. Kimberly Crenshaw, look it up. So let me summarize this for you because there are people that don't really understand. Critical race theory wants to tear down Western society, a.k.a. America. It hates the idea that people buy into America. They buy into this dream. And you can't buy into a dream when you're proposing that the dream is a nightmare. It's got institutional racism, etc. Its proponents believe that to advance this culture, or to advance culture in general, rather, they must destroy the hegemony. The people who establish what critical race theory believes to be racist. In other words, they got to destroy America. Anybody who believes in the founding fathers, the documents that support the founding of America, anybody who believes in what the Constitution says, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, excuse me, and a host of other things. How could you possibly buy into this? So, I decided I was going to dissect this. I've been working with folks at Heritage and other places, and I said, let's dissect critical race theory. And in order to believe critical race theory, let me just put it out there for you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. In order to believe it, you have to abandon critical thinking. Now, why is that? Because the first obvious question in analyzing critical race theory, if you were to say, well, what is it? Well, there's a simple question before you even get into that. Why do you put critical in front of race theory? In other words, if you want to talk about race in America, let's talk about race in America. What is it that makes it critical? Nothing. Is this somebody decided to put a word in front of it because it's like every story now you read, breaking? It makes you go, ooh, let me take it, let me look at it. Well, if it's just race theory, it isn't much, right? But if it's critical race theory, well, what makes it critical? I guess I need to find out. But there's another very obvious thing you should be asking about race theory once you drop critical off. And it's a very simple question. Isn't it just a theory? I could call it race theory and say, I think whites are superior. You could call it race theory and say, I think Mexicans are superior or Latinos or whatever. It would just be theory. So why are so many people so upset, so accepting of a prisoner's ideas around race theory, a.k.a. critical race theory? The guy that wanted to fool the guards by writing up this drivel, and he could write a theory and say, you know what, these guards, these white guards are stupid. We pass notes, we build shanks, we have a whole ecosystem in prison that they aren't even aware about. We got people still calling the shots in prison. Look at how stupid these white people are. And he might be very well vindicated in that thinking from that point of view. But if he were talking about sending a rocket to the moon, I want those astronauts that got Jim Lovell and crew back on Apollo 13. Give me those white boys if I'm going to take a ride on a rocket. So academics decided to study this subject. That can easily be boiled down to something very simple, folks. Critical race theory requires that you lack critical thinking. One of the tenets of critical race theory, for example, is to reject the idea of a colorblind society and to reject the idea of a meritocracy. Now, I'm going to agree with critical race theory on a colorblind society. I don't think we need to reject anything about color. I mean, I don't think we need to accept anything about a colorblind society. I don't care that people see me and go, wow, Kevin's got a pretty mocha color. I see myself sometimes and go, ooh, you need to get a little sun, boy. Or I see some people and I go, wow, whoo, need some sunglasses when you're looking at that person. It's a descriptor. It's your color. So I don't care about that. A colorblind, but the colorblind society that they're talking about is judging people by the content of their character. And in that, critical race theory rejects the tenets of the civil rights movement, the very tenets of Martin Luther King, whose birthday we just had the other day. But it also rejects this, which is really interesting. Critical race theory rejects the meritocracy. It rejects you getting something for your hard work. It doesn't believe in valuing people by the content of their character, nor does it believe in valuing people by what they contribute in the way of their work, and they don't want to reward you for either one of those things. So what if you're a person of good character and you like to work? There's no reward for that. Now, if critical race theory remained a prison prank, we could ignore the theory. But some academics took the rant of this prisoner to heart, and now critical race theory demoralizes K-12 students, it incites anger in higher ed students, it guilts capitalists, and it creates cancel culture for anybody who does not abide by the theory. A proponent of critical race theory wrote this: revolution depends on the consciousness of servitude, meaning I got to imprison your mind, and then I can get you angry and get you to do stuff. Let me tell you, folks, I just described for you black leftism. It needs a crutch. It wants something to rely on for its failures.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.